the most trusted and longest-running sports talk show in Tennessee. From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting, this is Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hines on Sports Radio WNML.
Talk begins with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. It's our privilege to be here once again at Oak Ridge Nissan, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue. It's Rocktoberfest, which means the fantastic savings and deals continue to come your way. Great pricing on brand new vehicles, and with all that they've been able to move off the lot, that means they have an unbelievable selection of used vehicles. Not only that, Jimmy, with every new car they sell, and last month it was 240, they are donating $50 to the battle against breast cancer.
Well, that's good of them to do that at Oak Ridge Nissan. Scott and company doing that, and they have always reached out in the community and to donate $50 for each car sold for breast cancer awareness is a nice gesture on their part.
And so we have made it to hour number three, which on Fridays means the pick segment, and we have an incredibly special guest that joins us now.
Mike Stoll, former Tennessee offensive lineman, was on the 1989 SEC championship team being honored this weekend. Mike, how are you?
Jimmy, John, I'm doing great. Glad to be here on a Friday night, and hopefully Tennessee can get a win tomorrow, but just excited to kind of relive some pretty special memories.
Before we get into that, we'll recap last week. Nobody had a record of better than 11-9. That just shows there's tremendous parity out there in college football. So as we go through this, Josh has 82 right. I've got 81. John Wilkerson, 80. The guest picker, 77. Mike, we talked about the 1989 team being honored. You have a dinner tonight. You'll be recognized tomorrow. What was it like playing on that team that won an SEC title after that 0-6 start from the previous year, which I don't think you were a part of, were you?
I actually redshirted in 88.
Redshirted,
and,
yeah.
Back then, they didn't have the transfer portal, or there probably been a lot of guys jumping ship mid-season. Yeah. But it was, you know, 88 was kind of a blip in the map, so to speak. We had a lot of injuries, and we came back. And, you know, I think back, nobody really, you know, thought much of us because of our previous year. We go out to play UCLA, I think it was September 6th, if I remember correctly. And UCLA was the number 6 team in the country, and everybody kept talking about, all the media kept talking about, next week they play, I think, a number 4 Michigan. And, you know, that one, that win really kind of set the tone for us. And I want to think that season specifically really kind of sparked the run that we had into the 90s.
Absolutely. So, and in fact, Mike, that year you barely beat Colorado State in the first game, and I'm like, I don't know how good this team really is. Well, you beat UCLA, number 6 in the country, 2 weeks later, or the two games later, you beat number 4 Auburn, and that was like, okay, this team really is good.
Yeah, that was such a great Auburn game at home at Tennessee, just pouring down rain, remembering Reggie Cobb, you know, 70-plus yard run that he had, Charles McCray making a great backside block and the offensive line blocking so well. And I think about, and a lot of people asked about, you know, Tennessee's down season last year and how they get back. And, you know, I think of what we had in 1989 and the players, and I started looking at the roster because you kind of start to forget names, and you know you played with them, but you don't remember exactly what year. And, you know, the amount of talent and depth that we had on that team was just astounding. And that's really why we were able to bounce back from 88. And you know, we had leaders that were older, upperclassmen guys that really set the tone for this is how you play the game of football.
All right, let's pick some games. We're going to start with a game tonight you got in the ACC, Virginia at Miami. Virginia's 4-1. The only loss was at Notre Dame. Miami is 2-3. They rallied against Virginia Tech, down 28-0, then lost late. Nekosha Perry came off the bench, 422 passing yards and 4 touchdowns. Mike, who wins this one?
Well, you you keep seeing Virginia wanting to be ranked higher up, but boy, they have not played well, and they found ways to win. I watched part of that Miami game and then flipped it back on when they had made a comeback last week. I think Miami's starting to put things together. I don't think Virginia is as legit as people think they are, and I think it's going to show themselves tonight. I picked Miami to win.
Don?
Yeah, I went back and forth on this game because I thought Miami was going to come through for me like a champ last week, and they didn't. Tip of the cap to Virginia Tech for getting the job done down there. But I will say this. I just think while Virginia doesn't win pretty, I think Virginia's just the better team. So I think that will show, and they'll get the win in Coral Gables.
The thing that I was having trouble with, Perry gave them a big boost off the bench, right? And they came back, and boy, they almost won it. Does that comeback carry some momentum, or do they look at it and say, boy, we blew that one, and they're not quite as amped up about playing the next game? I think Virginia has a really good defense. I think they're better than Miami. I'm going to take Virginia. However, Josh Ward is in the Mike Stoll camp. He takes Miami. Louisville at Wake Forest. Wake Forest is favored by 7. The Demon Deacons of Dave Clawson are undefeated. Louisville's 3-2. They've shown some spark on offense. John?
Yeah, they have. It's been a step forward for Louisville this year, much more competitive than what had been the disaster that had settled in the Cardinals program. They won a shootout last week against Boston College. I just don't think they have the horses to keep up with the Demon Deacons. So I will take Wake Forest at home.
Mike? Mike?
We may have lost it. Mike Stoll?
Oh, Jimmy, sorry, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm not a big fan of Dave Clawson and how he was able to go out there. And, you know, when he came to Tennessee, he tried to do too much, although I think he does have a good thing going at Wake Forest. I pick Wake Forest to win, but I don't do it with joy.
I've got Wake Forest as well. Wake Forest also the pick of Josh Ward. I think too much offense and they're at home. Memphis at Temple. Temple's 4-1. They got a good defense. They've allowed 31 points in 3 home games. Memphis is 5-0. They are favored by 5 points. They beat Ole Miss earlier this year. Thing that's a little bit of a concern, they gave up 575 yards to Louisiana Monroe. Mike Stoll.
Boy, this is a tough game because Temple has really got a pretty good ball club. But I think Memphis goes up there. They throw the ball around. They catch Temple maybe not prepared as well as they should be, and they squeak out a win.
John?
Yeah, I thought long and hard about the Owls, but I just think, as Mike talked about, I think Memphis has got it going on, and so that for that reason I'll go with the Tigers.
I'm going Temple because I think they're good at home. They got a good defense at home. Now, it is kind of scary. They lost to Buffalo. It wasn't at home, but they lost to Buffalo. But I think they're going to upset the apple cart with Memphis. I'm going to go Temple. Memphis, however, the pick of Josh Ward. Duke hosting Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's 1-4. Duke 3-2. Duke's favored by 18, but gosh, they lost to Pitt 33-30 last week. John?
Yeah, Duke fell behind by a bunch early, and it was an uphill climb. They came back, grabbed the lead, and then couldn't get that last stop to make it stand up. So it was one of those really unfortunate outcomes for the Blue Devils. I don't think that'll be an issue this week. As we've highlighted, it has been a rough transition for Georgia Tech. You've got a brand new coach, trying to run an offense that he doesn't have the personnel to run. And so for that reason, I will take the Blue Devils over the Yellow Jackets.
Mike?
I got a pull for my good friend David Cutcliffe, who was the running backs coach when I was in the 1989 season, because of Walt Harris being the quarterbacks coach.
Yeah, I think Duke gets a win also. They've been kind of hard to figure. That loss to Pitt was puzzling to me, but I think David Cutcliffe's done a terrific job at Duke. I like Duke. Duke also the pick of Josh Ward. Iowa State at West Virginia. I thought this was a hard game to pick, even though Iowa State's favored by 10. Cyclones are 3-2. They go on the road against West Virginia team that lost to Texas 42-31, put up 31 on the Longhorns. Brock Purdy at Iowa State is playing very well at quarterback. Mike Stoll.
Boy, this is a tough one to pick because you see flashes of really spectacular things at Iowa State. They win some big last couple of years. They've won some really critical ball games, but they have not played well in other ones. I just don't think, especially with the way West Virginia played against Texas, I think West Virginia gets the win.
John?
I'll say this. Last week is where I said that with Iowa State, it's now personal. I pick them to win. They lose to, they lose against Iowa 18-17. I pick them to win again against Baylor. They lose 23-21. I pick them to lose, and they tap dance all over TCU 49-24. So my revenge continues, and while I said I wouldn't pick Iowa State, I'm picking Iowa State, so they will lose. How about that? I will take Iowa State to get the win over West Virginia. Take that, Cyclone.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Whipping around that Cyclone. One of the things about Iowa State, their two losses have been by, what, 1 point and 2 points?
Yes.
A combined 3 points. West Virginia, I think, still trying to find its way. Austin Kendall's had some nice gains. I don't think they're very good on defense. And in part because of that, I think Brock Purdy's going to put up some pretty numbers. I'm going to go Iowa State. Josh Ward takes the Cyclones of Iowa State as well.
And so we've got more coming your way with the pick segment, and it's brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. You can pair any of their made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl, and you're in for a legendary sports-watching experience. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Sports Talk continues from Oak Ridge Nissan.
This ain't your mama's radio station. Unless you've got a really cool mama. 99.1, the sports animal.
The pick segment continues from Oak Ridge Nissan. The pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks.
And our guest picker, Mike Stoll, a member of that 1989 SEC championship team being honored this weekend at the University of Tennessee. All right, we've got Notre Dame hosting Southern Cal. The Trojans are 3-2. They have had quarterback issues with injuries, but their quarterback, Keaton Slovis, is said to be back. He's supposed to start at Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish 4-1. They lost at Georgia, coming off an impressive win over Bowling Green after beating Virginia the week before. Mike Stoll, who wins this one?
I think Notre Dame wins it very convincingly. I was impressed with the way they played against Georgia. I'd been the last couple of years said they're not there yet, but by golly, I think they are. They're a very good football team.
John?
Yeah, I will take the Irish as well.
I like Notre Dame also, and I think they've got a nice all-around team. I don't know that they do anything great, but they do a lot of things well. Notre Dame, the pick of Josh Ward. Penn State at Iowa. Boy, there's a chance this could be one of those 10-3 type games like the Michigan-Iowa game was last week. So Iowa 0-6 in their last six games when it was a matchup of ranked teams. Penn State is 0-6 on the road against ranked teams under James Franklin. Nittany Lions are 5-0. They're 3-point favorite over the Hawkeyes, which are 4-1. John?
Yeah, I think they win 5-2. I'll take Penn State.
Mike?
I think they specifically sent bad letters to their players to make them mad so they'll play better. I used to get letters all the time saying I was not a handsome guy, but I think Penn State does win this one through a defensive effort. They got a very good defense.
Penn State had 10 sacks last week. Iowa allowed 10 sacks last week. Ugh. I'm going to go Penn State. I think they've got enough weapons to at least get to 10. I'll take the Nittany Lions. Penn State also the pick of Josh Ward. Nebraska will be at Minnesota. Nebraska's struggling, having difficulty this year. Adrian Martinez is banged up. It's not sure where he's going to go. They got blown out by Ohio State. They barely beat Northwestern 13-10. Minnesota's undefeated, 5-0, a 7-point favorite to beat the Cornhuskers. Mike Stoll.
Scott Frost still wishing he lived in Orlando right now and had a much easier schedule. I think, though, Nebraska gets the win this week as they get on track.
Minnesota's 5-0 has come with wins over some teams that weren't very good, including Georgia Southern and South Dakota State. John?
Yeah, I do think this is a very winnable game for the Cornhuskers, but I am going to go ahead and roll with the Gophers simply for the fact that they're at home. So I think it'll be a tight one, but I think Minnesota in the end gets the job done.
I think Nebraska's offense is a mess. And I don't know why. I thought they'd be much better than they are. I don't know. Maybe they've had some injuries that have piled up. But I'm going to go with Minnesota. I think they've got a nice offense, a nice quarterback in Tanner Morgan, pretty good weapons. I'm going to take the Gophers at home. Minnesota also the pick of Josh Ward. Maryland at Purdue. Maryland is favored by 6. They're 3-2. They started out like gangbusters with scoring tons of points, then lost to Temple, Lost to Penn State 59-0, then came back and beat Rutgers. Purdue's 1-4. They've had some injuries at quarterback. Rondale Moore, their outstanding receiver, has been banged up as well. Purdue's only win was an 18-point victory over Vanderbilt. Mike Stoll.
Yeah, two teams that really aren't that great, but I think Maryland's a better team. Maryland gets a win.
John?
Yeah, you look at what Purdue's done, and they gave up 34 in the loss to TCU, 38 in the loss to Minnesota, both those games in their backyard, and then they lost 35-7 last week. They're hurting on offense, but they can't slow anybody down on defense, and for that reason, I'll take the Terrapins.
Yeah, I'm going to go Maryland as well. At least Maryland has showed some life on offense more consistently. The bounce back against Rutgers, although I know they're pretty bad. So we got Maryland, and then Josh Ward takes Purdue. Mm-hmm. So we got Josh out on a limb with that pick. All right, we got Michigan State at Wisconsin, a battle of two of the top five rated defenses in the country. Wisconsin is 5-0. They're favored by 10. They have three shutouts this year. They've allowed only 29 points in five games. Michigan State comes in at 4-2, and they recently they beat Indiana 40-31, but they gave up 323 rushing yards to Ohio State. John Wilkerson.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Badgers simply for the fact that Michigan State's got so much going on. They're not seeing great success on the football field, and there's just a storm cloud that continues to swirl over that athletics department. So I will take the Badgers.
And Jonathan Taylor, I think the best running back in the country, goes against a Michigan State defense that couldn't stop the Ohio State run. Mike Stoll.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin's a team that can do a lot of things throughout this season as it moves on. I think they get a win convincingly tomorrow.
I like Wisconsin as well. And if I do think Michigan State's defense will play better than it did against Ohio State, but it won't be good enough to beat Wisconsin. I'll take the Badgers. Wisconsin also the pick of Josh Ward.
We've got more from the Big 12, more from the Pac-12, and, of course, we will highlight the Red River Showdown before we start our look at the SEC. It's the pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks. It continues on 99.1, The Sports Animal. The pick segment continues. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks. Sports talk today in Oak Ridge, right where the Turnpike meets up with Illinois Avenue at Oak Ridge Nissan.
And our guest picker, Mike Stoll, a member of the 1989 SEC Championship team, being honored this weekend. All right, we got Oklahoma versus Texas. They're playing this game in Dallas, as they always do. The Sooners come in favored by 10. They're 5-0. The last three times they were undefeated going into this game, Texas won. Texas is 4-1. The only loss was to LSU. Texas's defense has allowed this year in different games 30, 31, and 45 points. Mike Stoll.
Boy, I tell you what, Texas has been popping off at the mouth a little bit about Jalen Hurts as well. I think they don't realize what they're getting into. I think Oklahoma gets a big win in this one.
John?
Yeah, I do think that this should be quite a game, as it almost always is. But I do think in the end that Oklahoma is simply too strong.
I think Oklahoma gets 45, and I don't think, or at least, I don't think Texas can keep up with that, although they may get 40. But I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I like Oklahoma. I like what Jalen Hurts has done. I love the receivers and the running backs at Oklahoma. I'll take them. Oklahoma also the pick of Josh Ward. Washington State at Arizona State, I thought this was one of the hardest games on the board to pick. The Washington State is 3-2. The Cougars are under Mike Leach. They had a game that they lost to Utah where Leach said they were, what fat, happy, and entitled?
Correct.
And then you got the Arizona State, which opened the year with didn't open the year. They lost recently to Colorado, bounced back to beat Cal on the road behind freshman quarterback Jaden Daniels. John.
Yeah, you're right. This is a really tough one to figure simply for the fact that their last two wins have both come on the road at Michigan State, at Cal. They lose at home and to Colorado. So I'll just say this. The Cougars are coming off of an open date, so that meant they had 2 weeks to hear about how fat, happy, and entitled they are and or were. I think they'll be fired up, but I just don't have enough faith in them to stop Arizona State the way that the Sun Devils perhaps are capable of stopping them. I think the running back for the Sun Devils could be the difference in this game, so I'll take Arizona State.
Yeah, after the Cougars gave up 105 points in the last two games, they fired their defensive coordinator. Mike.
Yeah, so tough one to call. Fall break with my family. We went to the Dinner Pirates Theater last night up in Sevierville. And you always got – I just learned how impressive Pirates are. So you got to pull for Mike Leach in Washington State. They get the win.
All right, interesting way to pick that one. I went back and forth and decided that I don't know that the defensive coordinator change is going to get it done. I don't know that the players are going to respond to being called fat, happy, and entitled. I'm going to go with Arizona State. Don't feel comfortable. Arizona State, the pick of Josh Ward. All right, we got Washington. We'll be at Arizona. Washington led by quarterback Jacob Eason, one of several former SEC quarterbacks doing well. The Huskies are favored by 8 over the Wildcats. Arizona's 4-1. They had an embarrassing loss to Hawaii on the road to open the season, and since then they have won 4 straight. Mike Stoll.
I think Washington's just the better team. I think Eason's doing very well. I think they squeak out the win, but it will be a very good game.
Don?
Yeah, I give Arizona a wonderful chance to win this game simply for the fact that Washington forgot to show up last week at Stanford. That was a horrible loss.
Yeah.
But I do think the Huskies will. They should bounce back, but they should have won last week. So I'll squint and pick Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Washington as well. Arizona's defense, after being horrible against Hawaii, they played better against Texas Tech and UCLA. But still, they gave up 30 to Colorado. Still not a real good defense. I'm going to go with Washington. I think Peterson's a really good coach. Washington is the pick also of Josh Ward. All right, we got Texas Tech at Baylor. Surprising to me, this could be Baylor's fourth 6-0 start since 2014, led by quarterback Charlie Brewer. Now, they have not allowed over 21 points in a game this year, which is stunning considering they're not known for their defense. Texas Tech's coming off a nice 45-35 win over Oklahoma State, in which a backup quarterback, Jeff Duffy, threw for over 400 yards. John.
Yeah, and tip of the cap to Baylor, because I thought that it was just one of those things that wait till they get into a tougher part of their schedule. They were impressive. They've been impressive as they've taken care of every team in front of them. I think they get the win this week. So being at home, I'll go with the Bears.
Does the Baylor bubble burst, Mike Stoll?
No, I think they keep it on for a couple more weeks. I do think their schedule is going to continue to get a little bit tougher, but they've looked pretty good in the football that they have been playing.
And they're favored by 10 over Texas Tech. Texas Tech usually isn't very good on the road. I'll take the Baylor Bears. Baylor is also favored by Josh Ward. All right, we got an SEC game here. We got Arkansas at Kentucky. The Hogs are 2-3. The Wildcats 2-3. Kentucky favored by 7. Kentucky's lost 3 in a row. It started with blowing that game to Florida, which they should have won. A quarterback, Sawyer Smith, in 32 pass attempts against South Carolina, got only 90 yards. Arkansas's coming off a moral victory loss. They lost to Texas A&M 31-27. Backup quarterback Ben Hicks had a big game. Mike Stoll.
Boy, it just pains me to say this, but I guess I'll pick Kentucky to win.
Why does that pain you?
Because you just don't like Kentucky. You're taught not to like Vanderbilt and Kentucky, and you don't want to ever see them do well.
John.
Yeah, I would agree on all fronts, including that Kentucky gets the win over Arkansas.
I think they get the win also. I got to think Sawyer Smith would be better. He actually looked pretty good against Florida, but has not played so well since then. I think Kentucky gets the win. Arkansas, even though they did come close against A&M, they're just not very good. Kentucky also the pick of Josh Ward.
We'll get a break. A final segment to the pick segment is next. The pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks. Sports Talk today is at Oak Ridge Nissan.
A sports car, we'd be red, fast, and expensive. 99.1, the sports animal.
Final segment to the pick segment. We're at Oak Ridge Nissan. The pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks.
And our guest picker is former Tennessee offensive lineman, all-SEC offensive lineman Mike Stoll, in town for the 1989 SEC championship team, being honored actually tonight and tomorrow. All right, Mike, we go to the SEC with a premier game. We got Florida at LSU. The Tigers are 5-0. They lead the nation in scoring. They're second in total offense per game. You got a Florida team that is outstanding on defense. They've got 24 sacks. They come off a win against Auburn, and they rank among the SEC leaders in points allowed and yards allowed per game. LSU favored by 13. Mike Stoll, who wins this one?
Well, we've been saying for years that LSU is a great quarterback away from being a really, really national championship type of contender. They've got their quarterback. I think being in Baton Rouge, the environment that it is, I think LSU runs away with this thing.
Joe Burrow is completing 75% of his passes when he throws it at least 15 yards. That's pretty remarkable. John?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Tigers as well. Obviously, Florida played so well last week despite, I mean, anytime you could win by double digits when you've turned it, fumbled it, lost four or five fumbles, goodness gracious. It was unbelievable to see them overcome that and win the way they did. I just think it's too tall an order to beat Auburn at home in Gainesville and then make the trip to Baton Rouge. Gators certainly will give the Tigers a tussle, but I will go with LSU.
I think LSU wins it as well. I do like Florida's defense a lot, but my goodness, they're prone to turnovers. 13 turnovers this year, and Kyle Trask has lost four fumbles. I've got LSU winning it. LSU also the pick of Josh Ward. Ole Miss and Missouri. Ole Miss ripped through Vanderbilt for over 400 yards rushing. Their quarterback Plumlee had 165. Missouri, however, gives up only 88 yards per game rushing. They've only allowed 31 points in their last four games. John?
Yeah, they've been so impressive after losing at Wyoming. I do wonder about the health of Kelly Bryant. He says he's nearly 100%. I don't know that that's possible, but I still think that Missouri will find a way to win.
Mike?
I think Missouri wins, and I think the quarterback, though, like John, I agree. I don't think he's close to 100%. You don't get rolled up like that on your knee and bounce back a week or two later.
Yeah, and that penalty that hit elicited a penalty. Brian is back, but again, I don't think he'll be quite as fast. I think he'll throw a lot more from the pocket. He won't be doing too much running. I like Missouri because I think their defense has really stepped it up, and I think they've got a solid team. I think they'll be undefeated when they play the rest of the way until they get to Georgia, which means they'll be, 7-1. Missouri is also the pick of Josh Ward. South Carolina at Georgia. We got a first-hand look at Georgia. They're 5-0. They're favored by 24, number 3 in the country. South Carolina had an open day, but the week before they beat Kentucky soundly, 24-7. Mike Stoll.
Boy, I tell you what, I don't know if they'll cover this point spread by 24 because Georgia's motto is just to go out there and wear on you until the second half, but I think Georgia's just way too much for South Carolina.
John?
Yeah, I would agree. South Carolina was very impressive in its win over Kentucky. It had lost five straight in that series. They also get to enjoy that taste in their mouths as they go through the first of their two open dates. I just don't know how many open dates it would take before I would think they could win at Georgia, but it wasn't one.
Georgia goes against another true freshman quarterback, Kalinske. I think Georgia's really solid, and I don't know that they'll play that clean of a game, but I don't think South Carolina will put up much of a fight. I like Georgia to win easily. Georgia, the pick of Josh Ward. Alabama at Texas A&M. It was a year ago that A&M threw a tremendous scare into Clemson, coming a two-point conversion away from sending it into overtime. The Aggies are 3-2. They're facing a number one ranked team for the second time this year. Clemson was number one. Now it's Alabama. Crimson Tide favored by 19. They're 5-0. Alabama 84-11 is the number one team going back to 1968. John?
Yeah, and just think, Alabama went through the first of its two open dates last week, and so the defense got to hear about giving up 31 points to Ole Miss for two straight weeks from Nick Saban, and you can count on the fact they hurt a lot. So I think they'll be fired up for this. Alabama, obviously, would be my pick.
Mike?
Yeah, Alabama way too much for Texas A&M with an open week. They will be very salty.
Hard for me to see Alabama not scoring in the 40s. Hard for me to see A&M getting into the 30s. I think Alabama wins it and throws all over. And A&M, by the way, gave up a lot of passing yards to Arkansas. I like Alabama big. Alabama the pick of Josh Ward. Mississippi State at Tennessee. Bulldogs 3-2. Tennessee 1-4. Mississippi State favored by 6.5. They're led by running back Kylan Hill, who leads the SEC in rushing. They have also got a nice running quarterback in Grant Schrader. Tommy Stevens, more of a drop-back passer. Tennessee coming off a 43-14 loss to Georgia, in which Tennessee actually led 14-13 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Mike Stoll.
Boy, I tell you what, I was really pleased with the way Maurer played last week as a true freshman. He is not afraid to sling the ball. I do think Mississippi State will throw a lot of blitzes at him to confuse him, but I do think Tennessee's got enough to get the win. I'm pulling for Tennessee. We're back in the stadium from 1989. We're going to bring a little luck for them. I say they get the win 24-17.
24-17, Tennessee. John.
Mike, I hope 100% that you are right. And it's great to see you and your teammates back at Neyland Stadium. I think this might be more heartbreak that's kind of similar to what we experienced or what we saw Tennessee experience against Brigham Young. I think it's going to be back and forth in the end. I doubt Tennessee's ability to get a stop when it needs it. So I'll take Mississippi State 31, Vols 27.
I've got Mississippi State because I think they're better at the line of scrimmage, and Tennessee has not been very good in the second half in closing out the deal. I've got Mississippi State 24-20, Mississippi State 28-24, according to Josh Ward. Hey, Mike Stoll, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate that, and enjoy this weekend as the 1989 SEC Championship team is being honored. Thank you, Mike.
Jimmy, thanks so much. John, great to talk to you as always, and thanks for having me on. Be great to celebrate with my former teammates and see some familiar faces if we can remember who they are. 30 years is a long time.
It is.
30 years is a long time.
Thank you, Mike. And so that's the pick segment brought to you by Twin Peaks. So we just made it from the pick segment. Now we go with the pick to click, and that would be Scott Gropp here at Oak Ridge Nissan. Scott, how are you?
I'll tell you what, better pick Oak Ridge Nissan. Oh, by more than four.
Yeah. You're home for pandemonium.
That's right, Rocktoberfest. I'll tell you what, we've got multiple deals working, folks. Just thank you guys for another great month, helping us finish number one in East Tennessee. And we're on our way again. We're just the movie just keeps playing over and over.
Well, and you guys do so much to help members that either are active or former military, and you also have a great outreach when it comes to causes like with Rocktoberfest. $50 from every new car sold goes to the battle against breast cancer.
Yeah, we actually expanded that to every car. We're going to go every
Fantastic.
Vehicle. Yeah, so, you know, we sold 240 some odd cars last month, you know, and so $50 for every single car. So, you know, we'll be able to contribute, a nice contribution to help find that cure for breast cancer. Found the cure to save thousands. Now we got to find the cure for breast cancer. So yeah, we're privileged to do that, and all you folks here in East Tennessee make that happen. And 250 cars these days, that's a lot of cars.
And, it is.
It's every single month that we do that, and finishing first every month. And so you guys get to save thousands. So it's a win-win. I don't know what's going to happen Saturday with the game, but I know one thing. You make the 10-minute drive, you're going to get a WW.
Scott, not only do you sell a lot of cars to folks, but it doesn't stop there because you have a tremendous service department to take care of folks.
Jimmy, you know we do. And, in fact, I was just back there talking to Ken Absher. He oversees everything back there, but he has got a heck of a crew. Happy birthday, J.P. Anderson. He's a number one dog back there helping. And then, of course, we've got an excellent staff. We've got Daryl Cole. We've got Chris Harden. We've got David Bryant. I'll tell you, just a crew that's second to none. You want good service before, during, and definitely after, and these guys make it happen.
Well, it says a lot that once people have bought here, chances are they're coming back, they're bringing family and friends with them.
I'll tell you what, it is referral motors, people at multiple deal motors, and drive-out tags pulling out of here, family, friends. It doesn't stop, and you know, right here in Little Oak Ridge, Tennessee, number one in the whole East Tennessee, number one in the state of Tennessee right now, that's a lot. It's you folks out there making it happen, and so we want to say thank you again, and let's find that cure for breast cancer. Like I said, it's a win-win. When you make that 10-minute drive, you're going to save thousands of dollars during our Rocktoberfest, the savings.
So if somebody's listening through the app in Lesser Antilles, how long will it take them to get here?
Oh, I'm telling you, you get in your little buggy, it's 10 minutes.
That's right, and they'll find more at Oak Ridge Nissan.
That's
Scott,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We got hour number four of Sports Talk coming up. We'll have a Tennessee football practice report, a Tennessee-Mississippi State preview, an injury update, all that and more, starting with your chance to win with a Sports Fix at 6, all on Sports Talk from Oak Ridge Nissan.